The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Hi there, Gabby here. This podcast is intended to educate, inspire, and support you on your personal journey towards inner peace. I'm not a psychologist or a medical doctor and do not offer any professional health or medical advice. If you are suffering from a psychological or medical condition, please seek help from a qualified health professional. This is going to be an episode that's going to change your life forever. If you struggle in relationships, this episode is for you. I can just imagine all of you in your cars or in your kitchens just raising your hand being like, me, I struggle in relationships. And I'm not laughing. We all have relationship stuff because our relationships are a mirror reflection of whatever it is that we need to heal. And one of the fastest ways to reclaiming love and compassion and joy and freedom in relationships is to understand your attachment style. It's the key to finding freedom. It's the key to finding connection and support in relationships and communicating properly. So this whole episode is dedicated to helping you understand the different types of attachment styles, what they mean to you, and how you can begin to use that knowledge to greatly benefit your relationships. And it gets even better. Stick around to the end. I talk about this amazing attachment quiz that I created. It's a free 2-minute quiz. You can just go to deargabby.com/attachment, take the quiz. You'll find out from the quiz what your attachment style is. You'll learn about how you can use your attachment style as a force for good in the world. You will learn my exact methods for how to really calm and soothe yourself with the specific attachment style that you have so that you can start to feel that freedom in all of your relationships, particularly the romantic ones. After the episode, head over to deargabby.com/attachment and take the 2-minute quiz, learn your attachment style, get my guidance, and thank me later, people. Thank me later. And give this quiz to all of your friends, particularly if you have a romantic partner, see if they'll take it too. deargabby.com/attachment. Hey there. Welcome to Dear Gabby. I'm your host, Gabby Bernstein. And if you landed here, it is absolutely no accident. It means that you're ready to feel good and manifest a life beyond your wildest dreams. Let's get started. Welcome back to Dear Gabby. I am sure that if you're pressing play on this episode, you have a desire to feel more free in your relationships. You're ready to feel more connected, feel more supported. Maybe you want to change some of your patterns in relationships. And we can't necessarily change those patterns unless we have a greater awareness of why those patterns have been put in their place in the first place and where they came from. And often we just think, oh, this is just how I am in relationships, or all men leave, or all relationships turn into chaos, or when I get close to somebody, I want to run. And you just think that's just who you are. But it actually goes far back. It goes much further back than you can even imagine. It goes as far back as to the moment you were born. And when we are brought into our homes, whatever home that may be, good, bad, seemingly good, no matter what it might have been for you, we establish an attachment bond to our parents. And that attachment bond then creates the type of attachment style that we will experience in relationships into our adult life. And so I'm going to introduce you to the three different attachment styles that really relate to relationships. And when you tap into these different styles, you can start to get to know yourself a little bit better. You can understand why your partners or ex-partners are the way they are. It hopefully will give you a tremendous amount of compassion for yourself and compassion for the people in your life, for the partners in your life, for the folks that you've been in relationship with, even your bosses or your family members or your close friends. But particularly, these attachment styles show up in romantic relationships often, and relationships that are really meaningful, the ones that we look for those kinds of bonds. And in some cases, we may have such a lack of awareness about our attachment style that we just think that's who we are. And I'm going to bust that myth today for you. And so these attachment styles start off when we're really young, and they come from the different types of parenting that we may have had. So let's say you grew up in a household where it was really secure and you felt safe and you knew that that bond was strong between you and your parent. You knew you could rely on them. You knew that there was a place to come to no matter what. You had a sense of safety inside and outside. And you were never questioning, will they show up? Will they not show up? It was a steady relationship to your parents. That is known as a secure attachment.
Gabby.
April is Earth Month, and that means that a lot of us are being a bit more conscious about how we treat the planet, hopefully a lot more conscious. And I know I'm always thinking about it. I'm thinking about my son, his future. I want to leave him with a better place to be. And sometimes it's even hard to know where to start. And there's so many problems like pollution and climate change and plastic. All of it's extremely overwhelming, especially when you have littles and you're thinking about their future. And that's why I'm really proud to work with Rothy's as a sponsor on this podcast. Rothy's believes that even the biggest challenges can be tackled one step at a time. They make the most comfortable, stylish, durable shoes that are from all recycled plastic. It's so cool. So I was just in Vegas with my producer, Sam, and she couldn't believe that I was wearing Rothy's because they were so cute. I'm walking out. I've got my really cute jeans, my blazer, the whole outfit, and I threw on these Rothy's. And I looked at Sam and I go, oh, Sam, I forgot to tell you. This is the brand that's sponsoring the podcast. And she was like, oh my God, they're amazing. I need a pair. And this brand has repurposed millions of water bottles into their signature thread that goes into all of their products. And so what you wear every day shouldn't just look good. It should also really be doing something good for the environment. And when you have that double win, it feels really good. It feels like you're supporting yourself by making yourself feel good and you're supporting the planet. I wear these shoes daily, 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 daily. I love to wear them in New York City because it's just easy to feel comfortable in these cute, stylish flats. So if you're on my Instagram, you're going to be seeing my Rothy's all over the place. When you're wearing Rothy's, your footprint feels lighter than ever. Get $20 off your first purchase today at rothys.com/Gabby. That's rothys.com/GABBY. I'll start with secure attachment because I believe that it's important to see where we can get to. And we absolutely, even if you identify with one of the more uncomfortable attachment styles, you can move into more of a secure attachment. For instance, I was a different attachment style, a pretty insecure attachment style that I'll share with you next. And as I started to do the inner work, as I started to practice the practices and the principles that I share in Happy Days, the more I became in tune with my potential to be more securely attached. And I'm telling you, there's a way out. There really is. So when you have a secure attachment style, it's a great asset for you in your life because it helps you feel resilient. It allows you to be confident. You trust people more. You, like I said, probably have a secure environment that you grew up in. You likely grew up believing that your caregivers had positive, loving intentions and that will serve you as an adult. And being securely attached means that you're comfortable asking for what you need and sharing your feelings openly. That is super important. That you are comfortable asking for what you need and sharing your feelings openly. And not in a way that's manipulative, in a just genuine way. This is how I'm feeling. You have a lot of self-esteem. You enjoy intimate relationships. You feel successful in relationships. You enjoy them. And you can really just start to notice that you have that secure attachment style when your relationships aren't necessarily drama-free, but they don't have lots of drama. And you attract people that are hopefully reflecting back that secure attachment style. And your attachment qualities, if you're a securely attached person, you trust your romantic partners, you easily express your feelings and needs, you seek out social support when you think you need it, you're naturally supportive and emotionally stable, you have strong boundaries. That's a big one. Strong boundaries and a clear sense of what to do when those boundaries are crossed. And you see the good in yourself. You have compassion for yourself. You see the good in others. You give people the benefit of the doubt. And just relationships come easily to you. And so, look, not a lot of us grew up with this kind of secure attachment style, but a good half of the population, if not a little bit more, have a secure attachment style. And that's a good thing. It's been very beneficial for many people, and it's created a lot of resilience in their life. And so I want to really introduce you to the other two attachment styles just to give you a sense of how you can witness your other partners. So even though you're securely attached, you might call in a partner that is quite the opposite. And while you have a steadiness and a secure energy, you may not know how to navigate or manage or handle the relationships if they're off balance for you. So I'm going to introduce you to the next attachment style, which is an anxiously attached person. I am a recovering anxious attachment style. And that anxious attachment style really created a lot of drama in my life, in romantic relationships, in work relationships. It was the backbone for my codependent behavior. I just want you to know I really honor your struggles if you identify as an anxiously attached person, because I've been there. I know that is a tough one to move through. And when you have that knowledge of this attachment style, it's power. It's great power because it gives you the chance to really go deeper into your subconscious and really understand why you are the way you are and the patterns that you have. In this anxious attachment style, you likely are afraid of losing a relationship. So you're constantly fawning and clinging and trying to keep the relationship steady and safe. And even if that relationship's not right for you, you're going to hold on to it. And I remember thinking about that in my history, my relationships. I would stay in the relationship a lot longer than it needed to be stuck around. I would hold on tightly because I was much more afraid of being alone. I only felt safe in that relationship, in a relationship. And anxiously attached people crave stability and they crave security. So therefore, you're really craving a bond with someone. And you crave that because they often didn't have that in their own childhood. So they're going to cling in relationships. They're going to hide their own needs for fear of pushing the other person away. Really overriding yourself. Anxiously attached people will override themselves so that they can make sure that the bond is secure. That can be really overwhelming. Now, you have some beautiful qualities as an anxiously attached person. You're really caring, you're sensitive, you're empathetic, you're attuned to the needs of others. You're wary of trusting others, even though you deeply crave that security. So there's this push and pull, where it's like you want that security and you want that connection and you want that bond, but then you don't trust it. So that's really conflicting for you. And it's tough in your relationships because it doesn't allow for vulnerability. You have low self-esteem sometimes, and maybe particularly in relationships. You're extremely sensitive to the actions and moods of others. So it's almost like you can be like a sponge soaking up what other people's energy is putting out. And you may have experienced inconsistent parenting in your childhood. And that inconsistency in the parenting may look like your parent is sometimes showing up and sometimes they're not. And some days they show up and they're secure and soothing. And the next day they're completely a different personality or energy, or it's a very back and forth. And there's a lot of anxiety in it. You don't know if they're going to come or they're going to go. You don't know what they'll be like in their temper the next day. And so that creates a lot of anxiety in the attachment bond. And as children, what we need most is a strong, secure attachment in order to establish and develop the resilience that we so need and the faith in ourselves and the value in ourselves and a sense of safety in the world. So if you're a child and your parent, caregiver, figure is inconsistent in the sense of safety and security, then you are going to feel very anxious in that bond.
and you're going to work really hard to keep the bond, no matter what, even when it's not healthy. And then that begins to project into your future relationships, creating a lot of anxious attachment style and behavior in those future romantic relationships.
If you're anything like me, you're always wanting to learn more. With Masterclass, you can learn more from the world's best minds. The best part is that you can learn anywhere, anytime, at your own pace. You can learn how to write anything from a book or a screenplay to just writing a letter. You can learn how to communicate with your boss or your family, how to make dinner worthy of a Michelin star, or just how to make really good scrambled eggs. And what happened for me was I wanted to get better at interior design. Now, I'm not trying to be an interior designer. I just wanted to know how to design my own office. I wanted to empower myself. I didn't want to have to rely on other people. I often found myself being like, oh, you figure it out, to a decorator, to a friend, because I just couldn't do it. And so I was like, you know what, Gabby, take matters into your own hands. And so I head over to Masterclass and I took this course with Kelly Wurstler inside of Masterclass, and I learned so much about interior design, and it helped me massively when I started decorating my new office. With over 100 classes from a range of world-class instructors, that thing you've always wanted to do is closer than you think. And I was really blown away by the quality of the experience. Oh my God, the videos are extraordinary. The material is amazing. It's so easy to digest. I loved one of the things that I did with Kelly was create this tray, and I started to put all these different images and fabrics and colors onto the tray, and that was really helpful when I was thinking about the color palette for my office. And so you can just do these lessons in 10 to 15 minutes, and you just build up every day these new skills, and you just feel like you're really expanding your horizons one day at a time. I want to just shout it from the rooftops. This is an amazing way to continue to educate yourself. So whatever you're interested in, there's a masterclass for you. I highly recommend you check it out. Get unlimited access to every masterclass. And as a Dear Gabby listener, you get 15% off an annual membership. Go to masterclass.com/GABBY. My sister-in-law slept over last month, and she used my shampoo and conditioner when she washed her hair. She came out and she was like, what is this? What product is this? And I was like, oh my God, Meredith, it's Function of Beauty. And Function of Beauty is the world's first fully customizable hair care that creates individually filled shampoos, conditioners, styling, and treatment formulas based on your hair and where you want it to go. And so ever since I started using it, I have just gotten so many compliments from people about my hair looking healthier and softer. And then, of course, Meredith tries it and she's freaking out. And so I just wanted to share with you, I'm so excited about this sponsor. Function of Beauty was founded by a dream team of engineers and cosmetic scientists. And each Function of Beauty product is individually designed to be as unique as you are. And it's seriously unique. This product offers 54 trillion possible formulations. It's crazy. And every one of them is vegan and cruelty-free, and they never use sulfates or parabens. And you can also go completely silicone-free if you want. And here's how it works. First, you take the quiz, and that's really to build your hair profile. You select 5 hair goals, like length, volume, oil control. Does your hair get frizzy in the winter, or does it get oily in the summer? Next, you choose your color and fragrance, or go dye or fragrance-free. Then you get your freshly filled formula delivered straight to your door and prepare for good hair days ahead. Say goodbye to generic hair care for good today. Go to functionofbeauty.com/Gabby to take your hair goal quiz and then save 25% on your first order. Go to functionofbeauty.com/Gabby to let them know you heard about it from our show and get 25% off your first order. That's functionofbeauty.com/GABBY to take your hair quiz and get 25% off your first order.
Understanding that attachment style of anxious attachment is important because oftentimes anxiously attached people can attract the opposite, which is the avoidant attached person. And the avoidantly attached person is the one that typically doesn't want to establish the bond. So I'll go into that one next, but I just want you to see that when you're an anxiously attached person and then you attract this other type of attachment style, it will be very activating. The final attachment style in relationships that we want to be aware of is the avoidant attachment style. Often, avoidantly attached people who live with that attachment style had unmet needs as children, and they built up a belief system that carries into adulthood. You might believe that no one can meet your needs, and this will greatly affect you in the way you behave in relationships, because if you don't think that anyone can show up for you, you live with this mantra of, I got to do it myself. Nobody else is going to do it. I got to do it. And it creates a lot of blocks, boundaries, walls up. You have a lot of walls up because the fear of the disappointment that someone will not care for you is so intense and strong that you actually want to avoid it at all costs by protecting yourself with the avoidant attachment style of, well, I'm not going to even expect anything. And being in an avoidant attachment style means that you shy away from closeness and deep emotional connection with others. So there's no room for vulnerability in these relationships. You value your personal space and freedom, and you pride yourself on your self-reliance, but it might come at a cost. And so now that you have this adult experience in this avoidant attachment style, you would likely be the one that gets really hot and heavy early in the relationship and then very quickly just is like, done, moving on, as if nothing happened. You want the intensity, but then you don't want to commit. And that is a tough one for an anxiously attached partner. But typically, anxious attachment styles will attract avoidant attachment styles. It can be challenging, and we're going to talk about that. But when you have an avoidant attachment style, you might be turned off when your partner is too clingy. So if you have an anxious attachment person and you have an avoidant attachment style coming together, it's going to create a lot of chaos because you're annoyed by their clinginess, and that makes them want to cling more. That can be very uncomfortable for both of you. You really value your independence. You're a very good decision maker, which is interesting. It's a good characteristic. And you make decisions decisively. You might feel uncomfortable being vulnerable. Very likely, you're very uncomfortable being vulnerable because that means that you'd have to let down your guard. That means that you might open up more to somebody. That means that you might open up to the possibility that you could be hurt. And those childhood wounds of being hurt and not cared for in the ways that you needed have built up that protection mechanism of being an avoidant attachment style. And you also pull back when your relationship starts to get serious. Let me think about that one. And as you start to look more closely at this attachment style, you're going to understand that these tendencies and patterns originated from a very early age, and you've just been developing them and building them up and building them up and building them up to a point where now you actually just think that's who you are. But there's great news, really good news. You are not the victim of your attachment style. I introduce attachment styles in Happy Days, and I give a lot of lessons in that chapter about how to reparent yourself. Because a lot of the attachment wounds from our childhood come from the ways that we needed to have that secure bond and we didn't have it. But what if you began to create that secure bond for yourself? And the first step is to understand your attachment style. Knowledge is power. Knowing who you are, knowing where you came from, knowing the habits that you've built up over time, that awareness of your behavior without any judgment, with only compassion, only love, only compassionate energy towards yourself begins the journey of first understanding why you are who you are and why you do the things you do in relationships. And then the more you are aware of that relationship style, the easier it will be for you to begin to open the door for possibilities for growth and change. And that growth and change can come from a book like Happy Days. That growth and change can come from episodes here on Dear Gabby. And the first step, though, is to really accept your attachment style and understand it, and understand that of your partners and the types of partners you attract. Because today you might be thinking, oh my God, I'm such an anxious attachment style and I keep attracting avoidant attachment style. And that's why it's such a disaster, because I keep clinging and they keep running. And you might be able to see that so clearly. Or maybe you're in a secure attachment style, but you're in a relationship with an anxious attachment style. So it can help you have more compassion towards the anxiously attached person and just make sure that they're really loved and cared for and you help them feel safe. So understanding your style and the style of the partners that you're attracting is the first step to beginning to heal these core wounds that live beneath the patterns that have held us back for so many years, that have kept us from attracting the relationships that we long for, that have kept us from being free in our relationships, being free and safe, being vulnerable, that have kept us from sharing our authentic truth because it was too scary. And that connection and that bond in a relationship is what we crave most. Our DNA is actually set up for it. And, you know, a lot of people are like, oh, I can go through life without a relationship. I'm so independent. That's actually not the healthiest approach to life, because those individuals who are in more secure, attached relationships or in relationship to another person intimately feel often more creative in life, more free, more intuitive, more at ease, less anxiety, because they feel that biological need is met, the attachment need is met. And so I want you to take this very seriously. I want you to start by really recognizing and understanding your style. I'm going to make it even easier for you. I just put out this free quiz, and it's to figure out your attachment style. And when you take the quiz, you will right away walk away knowing exactly what your attachment style is. You might have a sense based on what I've shared with you today, but in the quiz, you're going to be able to walk away and say, this is my attachment style. But I take it a step further. I explain to you what your style is, and then I give you spiritual and practical methods to start to self-soothe. I give you guidance on how to show up in your relationships with more ease. And I give you clear, crystal clear direction on how to begin the journey of witnessing your style in the moment, soothing yourself in the moment, creating that sense of safety within your own system so that you can then show up for your relationship with more secure energy.
Gabby.
This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp Online Therapy. Here's the deal, guys. You hear me talk all the time on this show about how the key to long-lasting, sustainable personal growth, happiness, well-being is through therapy. And so many of the methods and the tools that I share in my latest book, Happy Days, have come from my own therapeutic journey of 2 decades of committed weekly therapy. And it's something that I swear by for my personal life, for my career, for how I relate to my child, to my husband, and to every human I encounter. And so here we are, and we're living in a time right now when people need support no matter what. We all need support. I was actually driving the other day with a girlfriend of mine, and she said, oh, I was listening to your podcast, and I took advantage of that BetterHelp sponsor discount that you shared about. And she was raving to me about how helpful it was. Within less than 24 hours, she was on the phone with a therapist. She's now had several sessions. She knew in the moment, I need some relief. I'm going to go call BetterHelp. I was so excited to see this sponsor in real time, to see how quickly it was effectively working, how quickly someone was able to get on the line with her, how quickly she was able to get support, and how brave and also how willing my friend was to just jump in. And that's so major. And if you're listening to this show, you have that desire to feel better. You have that desire to do more deep healing work on yourself. And that's why I love BetterHelp. I love it. I've seen the firsthand how much therapy has changed my life and obviously the people in my life, the people closest to me. So let this ad break be your reminder to take care of yourself, to slow down, to do less, to maybe even try some therapy. BetterHelp is customized online therapy that offers video, phone, and even live chat sessions with your therapist so you don't have to see anyone on camera if you don't want to. And I often find, actually, I've been with my therapist for over a decade, and sometimes I find that my best sessions are done over the phone because sometimes it just feels a little bit easier to go deeper. And it's much more affordable than in-person therapy. So give it a try and see if online therapy can help lower your stress. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp, and Dear Gabby listeners get 10% off their first month at betterhelp.com/deargabby. That's BetterHelp.com/deargabby.
I built this attachment quiz because it's something that I desperately wanted when I was really starting to explore why I was struggling so much in relationships, why I was so codependent, why I was so afraid of being alone. If I had had this quiz and the results that I have offered you 10, 15 years ago, I would have saved myself a lot of drama in relationships. So I want to help you get a jump start. So all you have to do is go to deargabby.com/attachment and just take the free quiz. It'll take you 2 minutes or less, and you'll get your results. You'll get a full breakdown of your attachment style, exactly where you're at. And then you'll get the lessons and the methods that I apply to the specific attachment styles. I'm going to give you meditations. Every single attachment style gets a brand new meditation for their attachment style. So you can start practicing that meditation. You're going to get soothing practices to help yourself create more security in your own inner system so that you can feel more secure in your life and your relationships. If you end up having a secure attachment, it'll give you lessons and practices for how to create more safety in the relationship to those who do not feel safe. And it'll help you understand the partners that you have so much more. Now, here's what I really recommend. I recommend you, if it's not too pushy and it's not going to set your partner off the edge, see if they want to take the quiz with you, a friend, a partner, a coworker. And understanding each other's attachment styles will really help you establish a stronger bond. And it will give you a sense of freedom and safety within that relationship. Because the more you know about someone, the more compassionate you can be, the more curious you can be towards them, the more calm you can be in their presence. And when we establish that sense of mutual compassion for each other and each other's history and the wounds that we've built up, you no longer have to look at the partner with rage and anger because they're not showing up the way that you want them to, but instead you can see them through the lens of love. You can see them through the lens of understanding. You can see them through the lens of compassion. And when you see someone through the lens of compassion, you begin to open up to creative possibilities for what that relationship could be rather than what you think it is. That awareness, that connection, that bond only happens with that greater understanding of why you are the way you are, why you've attracted this partner who often ignites the wounds within you, and why that partner ended up the way they are, so that you can then together, hopefully, heal those attachment styles so that you feel more free. And again, that freedom in relationships and that connection and that bond is so important to our nervous system. It's so important to our ability to feel creative. I know for myself, when my husband and I started to really work out our own attachment styles, began to create and establish a stronger bond through all the beautiful transformational work we've done together, the more creative I became in the world, the more free I felt in my body, the more relaxed and soothed I felt in my home. And then same for him. The two of us have been able to just expand our own personal world and our family as a result of really taking care of the bond. And above all else, you have to really care for the bond and the relationship. But without the awareness and the understanding and the practices, there's no conscious connection to why the bond would be broken in any given moment. So go to deargabby.com/attachment, take the quiz, follow my guidance. I literally break down steps for you to help you become more comfortable in your attachment style and start to use the qualities that are beautiful and start to heal and soothe some of the qualities that are creating issues in your life. And I also give you a meditation that's completely dedicated to your attachment style. Do this with your girlfriends at brunch. 2 minutes, just takes 2 minutes. Talk about it. Share it with your therapist. Share it with your friends. Share it with your partner. Share it with your coworkers when it's appropriate. And start to learn more about who you are, why you are, where you came from, so that you can heal in this present moment and become secure and safe in your inner system, in your inner mind, and in your relationships. You deserve that. You need that. You need that biologically. And it's completely possible. So head over to deargabby.com/attachment, take the free 2-minute quiz, and come back to the show and leave me a review letting me know what your attachment style is and something that you learned from it. Something that came through for you when you started to take the steps to respect, honor, and nurture your individual attachment style. I truly hope this serves you in many, many ways. And I look forward to hearing all of the miracles that transpire when you start to apply these steps. See you next time on Dear Gabby. If you made it to the end of this episode, that means you're truly committed to miracles. I'm really proud of you. If you want to get more Gabby, tune in every Monday for a new episode. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss any of the guidance or special bonus episodes. Your experience of this show means a lot to me, so I really want to welcome you to leave an honest review. And you can follow me on social media at Gabby Bernstein. And if you want to get in on the action, sign up for a chance to be Dear Gabby'd live at DearGabby.com. See you next week.